Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who is the grand sage of all Bay Area sports from the San Francisco Chronicle? Bruce Jenkins joining us here on 95.7 The Game. It's been months since we've had him on. He's going to be back with us talking baseball weekly all summer long. We're so happy to announce that, Bruce. Great to talk to you, man. How are you?
Hey, good, Damon. How you doing, man?
Doing fantastic. Before we dive right in, let me just personally say how much I enjoyed Shop Around. I brought it on my Hawaiian vacation and read it in a day by the pool, by the ocean. It was just phenomenal. It was great. I would have loved to have had a beer with you and your dad.
Oh, that's so great to hear that. You know, it when it connects with somebody, it usually connects pretty deeply or not at all. You know, it's not a massive audience for that, but if you're a certain age, you like that kind of music, and I know you too. I had a feeling that you connect, and that's thank you so much.
Oh, it was wonderful. My dad was a huge R&B Motown guy, and so yeah. I grew up listening to the same music that you would be filing through old beauty salons looking for back in L.A. I mean, it's amazing how getting music now and getting music then are two totally different things, Bruce.
Well, you know, back then you were looking for vinyl. You were looking for albums, and you were looking for 45s. And that one particular beauty salon, which happened to be for black women only, but I somehow discovered in Santa Monica when I was going to high school, had a rack full of 45s in the back, you know, probably for like 85 cents a crack, and playing all the stuff that I'd heard on radio station, the KGFJ and K-Day down there, the soul music station. So that was a real gold mine out of nowhere.
Yeah, and it's something, you know, we have access to everything we want, every question we'd like answered, every piece of research material or curiosity can be tracked down within a couple keystrokes on the internet. Like, you actually had to put, you know, rubber to pavement to make these things happen. And I love the story of your childhood interest blossoming into a career which didn't mirror your father's at all musical tastes. And there was always a little war of volume, I guess, in the house that your dad quite won quite a bit. I guess that's what happens when you work with Sinatra. But it really was fascinating. Sometimes I would just, you, me, and a beer, Bruce. I'd love to learn more. I really would.
Now we're on. We will definitely do that.
Done. Sold. Opening day. We're almost on for Major League Baseball, and I'll tell you, I'm not a big World Baseball Classic fan, but USA had never been in the title game before, and Stroman had a no-hitter through six, and Brandon Crawford had a couple big hits, and Buster Posey knows what he's doing, and that was kind of fun. It made me ready for the season.
Yeah, you know, I've been on that since the beginning, always in the minority, but I'm kind of a sucker for national teams, you know, whether it's the Olympics or World Cup soccer. You know, the teams kind of take on the character of their country in a lot of cases. And to me, it's never been about the U.S. team. It's been more about the Dominicans and the Netherlands with the guys from the Dutch colonies and Venezuela, you know, Sandoval and Vizquel and all those guys. And but this year, you know, the U.S. had a really good team. It wasn't the best team, but it was the right team. Like Jim Leyland said, it was. You want guys that want to be there, and we had those kind of guys. And like you say, Crawford was just amazing the whole way through. He just blowing minds. He's still somehow something of a secret, certainly not around here.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's a guy who I always thought was going to fall into the Ozzie Smith category, like wizard with the glove, good luck at the plate. He is so blossomed into a thrill threat at the plate. It's amazing to see some of this homegrown talent, and of course Buster Posey, Madison Bumgarner. You know, it's a cavalcade of household names. Unfortunately, though, for the Giants, one of the names that you're not going to hear much in your household this year is Will Smith, unless of course you're watching old Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reruns, because he's got Tommy John surgery. It was the bullpen that really shook him to their core last year. And they got a big bullpen issue before the season even throws its first pitch. What do you think is going to happen there, Bruce? Are they going to aggressively try to solve that inside or outside of their own organization?
I think at the start they're going to look at Oakert and Osich and Strickland and Law, and they've got an awful lot of guys who could do it. But the Smith thing is a drag because he's one guy who's been around. He wasn't really sensational with the Giants last year when he joined them, but he's pretty a good pitcher. He's got good stuff. It is a big loss, and it affects the rotation because I think they feel like they probably have to keep Ty Block in the bullpen, and that gives Kane more time, which may not be a good thing. I mean, if Kane is able to rebound, then that's a great thing for everybody. But it puts a real tax on their depth. But maybe we'll see Tyler Beattie a little sooner than we thought.
Yeah, maybe. There's some interesting young arms that I think are going to leapfrog a couple of older arms that just aren't quite getting it done anymore this year. Matt Cain, chief among them. I mean, it's too bad what has happened to him. I don't know if he can get it back. I just do not know. We've got Bruce Jenkins from the San Francisco Chronicle. I know one guy we got back, your favorite, Barry Bonds, back at AT&T Park. What was your first reaction to that one, Bruce? I know how much you love the guy.
Well, first of all, this is a new, cheery, like, delightful Barry Bonds.
Right? Happy Bonds.
Everything is great. Everything's worth a big smile. He's got total patience, and which is fine. I mean, he's always had that side of him. We never saw it at the yard, but I think it was inevitable. Teams are welcoming back, the likes of McGuire and Bonds in whatever capacity. And it's perfect for him because he was never cut out to be a coach, on the road all season and getting weary of that as he was with Miami and having to work with everybody and people kind of throw a blanket over you whether you're doing a good job or not. But this way he can drop in and work, say, strictly with Brandon Belt, one day or whoever it may be. And I think it's going to work out fine. And, they'll spruce up their tributes to Bonds a little bit. Every year, softens a little bit of the pain, whether you didn't like his personality or you didn't like his steroid use or whatever. The memories tend to favor what an incredible player he was and what a great Giant he was. So I think it's fine.
And one of the reasons why I just have infinite respect for you is because, I know how much you dislike the man but respected the player, and you voted for him in the Hall of Fame every chance you've had, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I vote for him 100 times every year if I could. I mean, I go back to Aaron Mays and Kaline and Mantle and Clemente, and he's the first guy that ever I thought was in that category as an all-around ball player. Just really mind-blowing to watch, and probably the best. He might be the best all-around hitter who ever lived. I mean, total genius at the plate. And I never had to talk to him once I got to be a columnist, and I didn't, and it was fine. I just didn't have to join that horrible scrum and wait 40 minutes for him to say nothing. I was blissfully separated from that. Just got to watch him play, and that was a heck of a treat.
It really was. It really, really was. The Oakland A's just got a little bit of a different feel. Maybe it's because the Raiders might be leaving, and they're talking about their Oakland roots, and it just really appeals to people right now. It does seem that Dave Cavill, their new president, has breathed some life that will embrace the past that they don't do a very good job framing. And of course, the new ballpark, which they say will be at least promised a little bit later on this season, and the fact that they're being weaned off the revenue teat means they don't really have a choice in that. It is going to happen now. I don't think they're going to win more than 70 games, Bruce. I don't know. But it just feels a little different around the A's. Are you impressed at all by the momentum swing?
Yeah, I think Cavill's done a great job, and he's done it consistently. He's relentless in putting the product out there, actually promoting the team. What a novelty. I mean, there's a lot to promote there. There really is. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of young kids on the team. There's some of the veterans, Chris Davis with the power and Sonny Gray and whatever. And they're just reaching out, doing everything they can to just make the fans think that they care. And they really do. And I would certainly hope they're putting more energy, like eight times over, into the new stadium right now than they have in the past. And if the Raiders, do get voted to go to Las Vegas, with any luck, they get kicked out of the Coliseum and the A's can move on their way. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be where they play. I think they could build an awfully nice park on that site. The BART access, to me, is crucial. You don't really have the restaurants and the little village and all that, so maybe they can get something done somewhere else. But, I'm just so tired of the Raiders saga. The hell with them. Get out. Mark Davis, you know, take the haircut with you, and people are done with you, and let's get the A's to the best possible setting.
Bruce Jenkins, mic drop here on 95.7 The Game. Let's wrap up with this. Who's harder to recognize, Cal's football coach or Cal's basketball coach?
Yeah, who are either one of them? I knew a little bit about Justin Wilcox, zero about the basketball coach. And, you know, it's all going to be total speculation, good or bad, until they take the field. And I don't know, I'm such a hardened Cal skeptic, I hate to tell you what I would forecast, because it never seems to end well over there. But, you know, it's going to be a tough year for Wilcox, for both guys.
Yeah.
Because, the rosters are emptying out in dramatic fashion. You're losing Rab and Davis Webb and you know, people all over the place. And, you know, this is a school with a titanic financial deficit. And it's just there's a lot of pressure. And, you know, the Pac-12 just gets better and better in both of those sports, and not just on the fields, but in the courts, but the facilities. I mean, Cal once thought they had state-of-the-art facilities. Hell, everybody now has got them. Yeah, you know, it's a great recruiting tool, and Cal certainly isn't any kind of garden stop for a lot of athletes. So we'll see. I mean, it's a tough challenge for both of them.
It really is. The fact that Randy Bennett looks at his situation in Moraga and says, I'm better set to win here than I would be there,
is
really, really, really something else. Yeah. Bruce, always great to talk to you again. I really mean this. Reading your work in the paper makes everyone feel like they know you. Read one of your books, it's like we get to live with you for a week. It was a really, really, I enjoyed it. I love the music. You, me, and a little Smokey Robinson some night.
That's going to be good.
It is going to be good. Thank you so much. There he is, the coolest guy in the room, no matter what room he's in. He is Bruce Jenkins, the Grand Sage of Bay Area Sports. Absolutely love him, and I mean it. Shop around. You could read it in an afternoon by the pool. It's under 200 pages. It's a little booklet almost more, and it's
cool.
About how he, while his father was, you know, one of the greatest conductors and arrangers of orchestras and music, and was number one on Frank Sinatra's respected musician list, Gore Jenkins, he did not appreciate Motown. Did not appreciate, you know, Stax Records, did not appreciate anything other than that big band swing sound.
Right.
Like, you
wow.
know, he even says, my father's musical evolution stopped at a big band and there would be no step further. He's like, that's where my musical education began. And so I worked like backwards. Instead of it all being a big orchestral, you know, the strings, the woods, the percussion, all this, you know, need 30 people to do it. He wanted to strip down to a guitar, a drummer, and an organ, and a soulful singer like Smokey Robinson. And it was the song Shop Around that just, he listened to it a million times in his childhood. And the book is called Shop Around. Yeah, I cannot recommend it enough. I loved every minute of it, but I'm a sucker for a little musical history. If you are too, check it out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.